Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order Blog Talk Radio, your solutions for everyday living, lifestyle strategies. How do you want to live? I have so much to talk about. I haven't been here in 2 weeks live. I'm always here, and I'm always working. Last week, we did rerun a show for your pleasure, and tonight we are live, so please call in and bring me your questions about your organizing dilemmas, obstacles, fears, shame, what your chaos is and what you need to accomplish. I have a couple of circumstances to talk to you about tonight that I've received some video and pictures requesting help. And I've been working with clients virtually based on what's going on in their homes, in their worlds. And I want to bring you some of the information that I learned from the pictures, which you may be suffering from. Should we say suffering? Disorganized. I never used to use the term disorganized because DIS in the beginning of anything means a disease. So you don't have a disease. Unorganized is unorganized, and we all suffer from it at different times. Professional organizers sometimes go through a pile of stuff themselves. So we're going to get into the meat of that story tonight, and we're going to talk about Girl in Town when she went to Lincoln Center this week and saw something more than just the performance. And it was not just a performance. So once again, this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order Blog Talk Radio, and tonight is about getting organized. So call in at 657-383-0732, share your chaos with us, and maybe you can stump me at my lectures that many of you have come to see in the past. You know, I love to be stumped, so stump the organizer tonight. We are at, my website is www.createneworder.com. I want to thank bensound.com for their music because that is our lead-in and our break music when I do need to take a break. And I really think they have some great unlicensed choices, and I really appreciate the work that they do to bring the enhancement to my show for your listening pleasure once again. So today is June 4th, 2017. Like I said, I haven't been here for 2 weeks. Last weekend, I was away. It was in Bethany, and one of my favorite places to go. And the beach was great. One day, I had sun, and the clouds rolled in and sort of hung around for Memorial Day weekend. But I did spend a little extra time relaxing, playing tennis every day while I was there, which is one of the most favorite things for me to do, while I was also working on some other projects. So what have you been working on? Now it's the start of summer, and to be perfectly honest with you, organization is really not something that you want to spend your time on in the summer. It's outdoors weather, and one of the reasons that people have a lack of focus sometimes is an avoidance. Sometimes we create situations for ourselves and create a pile or create work so that we can avoid something else. And it's a bigger issue than that simple statement. It's more of a psychological issue. So are you creating a pile of chaos for yourself so that you don't have to get to something else? That's a really deep thought. And seriously looking at what that pile means, what your methods are. For example, when I work with clients and in very unorganized situations, not quite the hoarder situations, but the life circumstances situations, there always seems to be a pile up blocking you from something. It could be a pile in front of the door. It could be a stack of items in the way of a bookcase. It could be a pile of clothing in front of the closet so you cannot open the closet. I will tell you that when obstacles occur in that way, there's something wrong with what's beyond the obstacle, if you can visualize that. For example, when things are stacked and packed or piled in front of a closet door or a cabinet door, I will tell you that 8 out of 10 times I will clear the pile in front of the cabinet or the closet and then open the cabinet or closet and find it to be empty. There's nothing in it. And in the beginning of my practice, nearly 20 years ago, it occurred to me that there was something wrong. There was something wrong with the cabinet or the closet for the user that kept them from using it. Sometimes it was a loose doorknob. It wouldn't open and close properly, or the door needed to be shaved down because it stuck. Sometimes the rods were too high. Sometimes the rods were flimsy. Sometimes a shelf could not be reached. Sometimes it was too tight. Sometimes it needed shelves and it only had rods, or vice versa. So what I learned is that everybody has a preference as to how they want to work, how they want to do things, and how they want to get organized, or how they want to live easy within their own space. And that doesn't necessarily mean following the plan of the architect or designer of your space, because sometimes it just doesn't work for you. It may work for somebody else. It may not work for you. So why don't you give me a call tonight, call into the show and bring me your chaos questions besides the ones that I received via email this week. And you can call at 657-383-0732, and I'm here to answer those questions tonight. Without making an appointment, I can be in your space. Just describe it to me, or even take a quick pic with your smartphone and send it to me via email at cnosupport@gmail.com. And I'll take a look at your picture and we'll take an understanding. We'll have a conversation about the best way to approach what your chaos is. So what's in my glass tonight on June 4th, 2017? Kim Crawford Sauvignon Blanc is what I had with dinner. I had a little chicken and spinach souffle. And Kim Crawford is a really nice white wine that I first tried in honor of my girlfriend, Kim. And we both do enjoy it once in a while when we are together, which I'll be seeing them next weekend. I can't wait. And, of course, 12 times filtered alkaline water. Again, I drink alkaline water primarily, and the closest commercial alkaline bottled water is Evian, which is natural spring water. It's made a difference in how I feel in what I drink, and not drinking tap water, not drinking the chlorine and the fluoride that is in your regular water. If you want to research those two things and what they do to you and how it will affect your lifestyle, check it out and look up fluoride and chlorine in your water, and maybe you'll learn something new. I'm not going into it. I'm going to stay as positive as I can. After I briefly mentioned what happened in London this weekend, I am astonished by so many attacks on innocent people. And there must be a message in this for all of us to stop and take pause. Today, I was with my son as he displayed his art at the Fort Lee Art and Music Festival. And, you know, there were armed police officers with some heavy artillery and bulletproof clothing, helmets, the whole nine yards, at an art and music festival for the general public. What have we come to? That's the only question I'm asking tonight. Please pay attention. Look around and let's think about where this world is going. It's time to create a new order, a peaceful one and a balanced one, one that makes sense for the good of things, not so much the ugly of things. Once again, call in 657-383-0732 to join the conversation and let's get positive, even though it's rain here to stay this week in the New York City metropolitan area. I can deal with that because the gardens are looking beautiful. Flowers are coming up everywhere and they're becoming very green, very lush, and very beautiful in their flourishes this week. And with more rain headed this way, they're just going to get better and better and better. I wish I was in Bethany, however, because it's 71 and sunny right now. Niagara Falls, though, is waiting for thunderstorms, and I really do enjoy thunderstorms quite a bit. I absolutely love them. And in Saudi Arabia, it's going to be 106 degrees today. 106? I don't know. I like it hot, but I don't know if I like it that hot. Everywhere else that I usually mention, Reykjavik, Iceland, Oslo, Norway, we're looking at in the 50s with showers, although Paris, France is 60 and clear. They're going to rise up to about 75 degrees. So what are you watching tonight? We're in the summertime, and television is really not worth your time and attention. That's why you should be listening here on Blog Talk Radio to Create New Order Solutions Radio and getting organized. It's all about, once and for all, getting control of your situation. Where do you begin? And how do you get that chaos under control? So many of us have these situations, their garage, their attic, their basement, their bedroom, chock full of stuff that will never be used, or just too much of one thing. Shoes? All right, I'm not arguing with shoes. I'll recommend shoe cabinets for those so you can accommodate whatever you collect. But what is the typical stuff that we all struggle with and why? Why do we struggle with it? Well, part of it is avoidance. Part of it is we really don't want to do it. We don't want to have to face that thing and make a decision because we want to be able to achieve something that in all practicality may not be achievable. So this is the hard work, to organize these things. Sometimes in a household, one person wants to have everything under control and eliminated because it's not necessary. And another person in the household says, hey, wait a minute, that's mine and I love it. Even though it's stored away in a bin, stacked in a pile of 12 that will never be opened again. These are lifestyle changes that we really need to look at instead of looking at the stuff that used to be our life. I'll tell you about a garage I was in this weekend to do an estimate for a job. And it is chock full of what life used to be. And it really doesn't have anything to do with age or illness or anything else. It just has to do with change. It has to do with our lives, our motivations, our agendas, and our desires change over time. And we become different people. I've talked about it on the show before where I used to have incredible dinner parties. I used to have all sorts of people over and they would be themed, sometimes murder mysteries, and sometimes they would just be surrounded. As soon as I got a good day in April, on a weekend, I would put up the canopies, put out the furniture, and I'd have opening day with a fire pit going, even though it was chilly. And I would have as many people over as opening day for the entertaining season outdoors. It was what I loved to do. Today, my lifestyle has changed, and I no longer have that backyard. I no longer have the ability to call up everybody I know in April and say, the weather is great, it's opening day. Well, I guess I could do it indoors, but it's not the same. So what do I need? The big, giant clam bowl, clam-shaped bowl, to serve a seafood salad in. Why do I need that today? The fact of the matter is, I don't. I used it very seldom when I had my parties, but it was available to me, and I had the storage space for it. And I managed my storage space, and I maintained my storage space for the things that I used. And I would pluck things out as I would have a party and then put them back. Now, my lifestyle doesn't include that kind of entertaining. So the things that went along with that entertaining that I loved to do, would love to do again someday, are not part of my life. So it's time to pass them on. It's time to say, this was, this isn't, and this is what I want life to be. And what is that? Can you define it? What are your priorities? What will make you comfortable? What will make you feel good? Once upon a time on this show, and in all reality, I worked with a client whose husband was a surgeon, who every time he would go to Costco would buy this big bundle of paper towels. And the reason he kept buying paper towels was because the wife would stockpile them in the basement where he couldn't see them. So he never knew if he had enough paper towels. We figured it out, and the number of paper towels that they used in a week, the number of rolls, they used one roll of paper towels, maybe, in a week. He was stockpiling enough for 4 years because he couldn't see that he had them. She was putting them away to store them because there was nowhere, in her opinion, to keep them. When I was working with her, we cleared out her garage and we filled the garage with the paper towels. Why the garage? Because that's where he pulled into every night. He would then see the paper towels and know he doesn't need to buy any paper towels. He nearly flipped his wig when he saw how many paper towels he had because he couldn't fathom where they came from. He really didn't connect the fact that the use of paper towels was so low in the household because they kept disappearing. So there's a method to sometimes why we accumulate too many things. If we don't see that we have a stock of something, we may just keep buying. That is a problem. Because if you don't know what you have and you don't know where it is, you will keep needing that thing you have a need for. Why did he have a need for paper towels? Because he was a surgeon. He washes his hands regularly. I will tell you that nurses and teachers collect pens and paper galore, whether it's written on or not the paper. They have plenty of writing implements and they have plenty of paper. They are teachers. So who we are, whether it's profession or born that way, nurture or nature, it's who we are, and there are things that we need. Tonight, I had to have spent, 3-4 hours on organizing some of the things that have accumulated in my world for myself. 3 or 4 hours. Now, for a professional organizer to admit this, is amazing, but give a call in and let's talk about your chaos and I'll talk some more about mine. The number is 657-383-0732. Give a call and let's talk about your chaos and what it is you need to accomplish. Well, what I needed to accomplish was paper. I have recently had an influx of paper to deal with. And honestly, I went for a physical. And what happened from the physical? I got a couple of recommendations for other things. There's nothing wrong. My physical went great. I'm really happy about that. And actually, I'm pretty proud of it because I'm taking good care of myself, even though I'm not as fit as I want to be. And I put on a couple of pounds. The idea is this. Once you now go for a physical, your doctor is going to recommend that you go for a mammogram if you're a female, and you're going to go for your GYN appointment. He's going, for me, it's 5 years since colonoscopy, so it's time for that. And it's time to see, there's something else he gave me a referral to. So I now have 4 more appointments to make on top of something I thought I got done. And with that comes the paperwork. In order to go for my mammogram, I've got to dig out my last films from the last place that I went to because I was really very unhappy with them. So I picked up my films, I have them, and it's time for me to go. So sometimes we accomplish something and it turns into more. Yeah, turns into more. Mm. So that's what I had to work on tonight. I also changed investment brokers, and I'm in the process of seeing another investment broker. So I have paperwork to do to close accounts, to open accounts, to sign paperwork and mail it back. So that's a stack of things that are sitting here waiting for me to address. Then I have the things that Girl in Town has done, and wait till you hear what Girl in Town did this weekend and what came out of that. It was pretty astonishing. So to sit and reorganize those things was a challenge for myself because I found myself feeling like, oh, I'll do this later. And that's the thing that gets us in trouble. That is what continually makes a pile that we have to continue to revisit. What did I find in a pile? I cleaned out a drawer recently and I cleaned out some paperwork. And what did I find? I found a ticket stub from 2002 from one of my daughter's recitals. What am I going to do with that? Am I going to throw that out? No, I put it with my bookmark. That's what I do with those little memories. But really where it belongs in a photo album or it belongs scanned so that it's in the folder, in the hard drive that holds those photographs and memories. We don't always need to keep the physical piece, but we find ourselves picking it up and thinking about the emotional memory and saying, how can I possibly throw this out? Well, it's 2017. I haven't seen that ticket stub for her recital in 15 years. How important is it really? It's enough for me to scan it and keep it in the folder called Stephanie Memories. That's where it will go. That is what I will do with it. And the actual piece will be thrown out because I'll be honest with you, I have a ton of bookmarks and I'm not reading that many books. I'm really on the Kindle. Again, life changes. So making a decision on a piece of paper sometimes is emotional, and it really isn't. It doesn't change the relationship with my daughter. It doesn't change the ideas, doesn't change the memories. It simply changes the stuff that's laying around. I'm going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back because I think I have Susan on the line, and I'm going to ask her to join us so that we can talk about chaos and getting organized. Give me 1 minute, folks, and I'll be right back. I am back, and this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is CNO Solutions, Blog Talk Radio. We're going to talk about getting organized. I'm going to do Girl in Town right now. Let me tell you what she did this weekend. I have series tickets to the American Ballet Theater, who, frankly, is going to get a phone call from me because one of the tickets is missing. So I have to make that phone call this week. Another thing to do, getting organized and prioritizing my to-do list. But this weekend, Friday, June 2nd, at 7:30 p.m. at Lincoln Center, I went to the American Ballet Theater. I saw the Golden Cockerel. And I will tell you, I got lucky. Misty Copeland was the queen. And the Golden Cockerel, sorry, Misty, you are a beautiful, beautiful dancer and very talented and such a pleasure to watch and enjoy. But the Golden Cockerel was played by Skylar Brandt. And I will tell you, she was stunning, absolutely stunning to watch in this part. I hope in the series that I have, I will have the opportunity to see her dance again because she was just magnificent. One of the dancers I will see the final performance of is Diana Vishneva, which I have mentioned before. Her final performance is in, I believe, 2 weeks, and I will be at that performance. And that was so important to me because the first time I saw her was in the performance of Mannion. And I can't remember the show. She was mesmerizing and absolutely gorgeous. Well, I will tell you, Skylar Brandt is coming up right behind her. Misty Copeland, you were fantastic as usual and beautiful as all get out. The performance was, again, what American Ballet always promises and always delivers. Make the Lincoln Center, whether it's the Philharmonic, the opera, or the ballet, go to Lincoln Center. Take yourself to the performances there. You'll never go see a movie again. It is just spectacular. It was so enjoyable, so beautiful. The music, the choreography, everything. The music was by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, I think. Just go. Get yourself some tickets and go to Lincoln Center. You will absolutely enjoy it, as does Girl in Town. This is Jennifer Ryan, who is Girl in Town. Call us in at 383-0732 and join us. But here's what happened after the ballet. I left Lincoln Center and I was walking out on the plaza and there were at least a dozen people with telescopes, major telescopes, on the plaza looking up the moon. And I'm looking at the moon and it was very, very bright and the night was clear. But it wasn't anything spectacular. It was a little bit more than a half moon. And so I'm looking at the sky and I'm walking and walking and walking. And I said, okay. Finally, I get to the last telescope on the run. And I got to ask, right? So I ask this gentleman, what are you all looking at? And he said, we're looking at Jupiter and her four moons. I said, what? So he asked me if I would like to take a look. I said, yes, I would. So I looked, and there it was. It, what did he say? 40 light years away, which I don't know what that translates to because I know very, very little about this. But he said that's what it was, and tonight was a perfect example of seeing it. And looking at this, it was just such a treat, an absolute treat to watch. The moons were completely lined up. They were almost completely in a straight line, two on either side of Jupiter. And Jupiter was just so bright and beautiful. You could see the rings in the planet. And I was just so blessed. I paid for a beautiful performance. And I got a bonus. I saw Jupiter and her four moons. Now, his name, Peter Tagatak, and he is from the Amateur Astronomers Association, www.aaa.org, and they are out there from May to September in the plaza at Lincoln Center. So besides seeing an unbelievable performance of the arts, you can actually run into an astronomer and have a conversation and maybe see something as spectacular as I did. This week I received a video question from a client I worked with over 10 years ago. She has a 25-year-old daughter living at home in a typical suburban bedroom that is busting at the seams. And she is gainfully employed, but she is one of the people, just like many, many, many other people, who are burdened with the disaster of school loans and cannot afford to live on her own. So she's living at home with her folks, which is all good. No horrible situation with bad behavior there, but her room is a typical suburban room for a child, and she is a woman, and her room is overflowing. So that chaos is going on, and looking at the furniture in the room and the bed and the nightstand, etc., this is a change in life, and it's a change in lifestyle. And on top of the bureau are lots of trophies and medals and things from girlhood. When I talk on the show about changing lifestyle and about making change and making good decisions in your life, this is a clear example of what needs to happen as we grow and we get older. This is a young girl with an undergrad degree, and she's living at home, and she's starting her life. Is it really that important to have a trophy from when you were 5 years old? Is it that important to you now as your life changes and grows and evolves? It is a memory. Of course it's a memory to you. But how important is it to you to have on your dresser today when you're worried about dating, when you're worried about a presentation that you have to give in a sales meeting on Thursday? How important is it to you to have at your fingertips? Those are the questions you need to ask, because that space is much more important to what is important to you today and how you're living. Once somebody told me that you live for every day, not one day a year. That's a way to think when we're getting organized. I'm going to pick up a question right now. I think I have Susan on the line. Are you there, Susan?
Yes.
How are you?
Good. Just got home from work.
What's going on with you?
Oh, pretty much lots, as usual.
You're always busy.
Always. It's good and it's bad.
I know. Now you have a full load as far as hours at work, right?
For the first time ever, I'm working full time, and it kind of makes talk about chaos. It makes for much chaos.
So, what do you think you need to do next? What's the first thing you need to do to make things easy, or do we just get a dumpster?
Well, you know, that's always been the problem. I'm one of those people that does hold on, and it means much more than just things. It represents times in one's life and the ability to say those times are not here anymore is the hardest part of that, I think.
I agree. You know, I agree with that, but I know for myself, as my life changes and and this is not coming from me as a professional organizer. It's coming from me as somebody who's gone through a dramatic change in my own lifestyle. It feels good to let it go.
Yes,
and
I agree.
That's the part that I'm really trying to convey to people. And I know you. I know you a long time. And you and I think similarly when it comes to our homes and how we want it to look and the comfort of our home and having the things that we might need when we have a dinner party, we have people over, or even when we're just relaxing ourselves. We want those creature comforts around us, and we want the options of things to do, because we're people who bore easily, and we want
right.
something else to be creative with. So it's hard to let go of them, but I'm finding that, for me, I'm finding such freedom in letting go of it, because now I can explore new things that I've already sort of exhausted in the past.
But Jennifer, I agree totally with that. I really do. I know that feeling of relief.
Right.
My problem is, first of all, time.
Yeah.
And then the other aspect of getting rid of things is where to do it. And when I look at certain things that I'm attached to but willing to let go of, what stops me is that I just don't want to just put it or give it any place.
Right.
That's what stops me. I want to, if someone came to my door who was in need and could make good use of it, I would hand it to them, some of the stuff. And a lot of times this is clothes. That's a big, big part of it. And you know that problem.
yeah.
You know, if you have clothes that are too nice, and then if you have to clothes that are too thin, then if you give them away, you think, oh, I'm never going to be thin again. What are the three things, you know? It's just so complicated. I find it to be so complicated. And now with so little time, makes it even all the more complicated.
Right, right. Well, I will tell you this. For myself and for a client this week that I was speaking with and looking at a job and, you know, and what it's going to take, what I explained was, you know, it can be this, we can do this, we'll store this, we'll keep that, blah, blah, blah. And the answer was, no, I just want it gone. But the
yes.
spouse in the household doesn't want it gone, but doesn't even know it's there.
Yes.
So what helped me even today think differently as I was stomping my feet going through paperwork, because paperwork's not my favorite thing to do. It's not most people's favorite thing to do. But I had a pile of things that I had to address. And I thought about it, and I said, there must be a reason I want it here if I'm not getting rid of it. And I thought about it, and I thought about it, and it's not about want. It's about not having the ease of dealing with it the way I want to deal with it. Meaning, I want all this stuff scanned into my computer. I want everything filed and scanned, and then just shreds. I don't want to keep the hard copies of anything. I don't have the scanner that has the capabilities of doing what I want to do. So instead of cursing my printer, I went on Amazon and ordered the scanner I need. It's sort of like saying, okay, I'm getting out of my own way. What's been in my way is not having the tool to do what I want to do with how I want to live. When I get the scanner in the mail, which will probably be 2 days from now, knowing Amazon, I will just start from today scanning everything the way I want to do it, not going backward, just going forward. That will solve the problem. So that decision at each step just needs to be looked at. For you, we talk about clothes, right? You and I both have the same problem. You and I both know we're going to be thin again. You and I both know we're going to put on a few pounds again. We just know we're going to do that. So that's a given. The idea for me that I pass to you is, how about pick the things that are comfortable either way?
What do you mean?
Pick the things that you can wear when you're a little above the line you want to be on and a little below the line you want to be on, but not drastically away from it.
what's the reality? Is the reality that I'm going to balloon up to 250 pounds? I hope not. I'm jumping out the window. But we're not going there. It's just not who we are. But is the reality that I'm going to be back down to my 19-year-old weight of 122? I don't think so. So anything in that range, but I'm not going to work that hard. I don't want to live that way. I want to live my life a certain way. Plus, I have a lot more muscle mass than I did when I was 19 years old, which is a healthy thing. So I change, but what is comfortable for me to wear? Is it a particular style? Is it a particular color? You know what I'm saying? So pick that instead of, am I going to be thin or heavy? What is going to be comfortable for my lifestyle today? And how do I want to live going forward? I'm going to tell you, I have a closet full of blouses I have not worn in probably 3 or 4 years. They're going. They're all beautiful. They all fit. They're all, I spent money on. Somebody else can use them. But what you said before is really important. If somebody came in and could use it, and I gave it to them, it would make you feel happy, right?
Yes. That someone was appreciating. I could see who would appreciate it, visually.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask something that's gonna be like horrifying, but hopefully the listeners will hear this also. What if somebody came and said all the right things, that they were gonna appreciate it, they were gonna wear it and the whole bit, and as soon as you closed the door, they threw it out?
Oh.
You would never know. You would never know they threw it out.
That's true.
What difference does it make? Because it's not in your world anymore.
Well,
does it make a difference?
That's a whole other thing.
No, it's really simple. Does it make a difference?
I guess what I don't know won't hurt me.
Exactly. Exactly. So my point is, if you let it go and you just say, this is no good for me, regardless of what happens to it after you let it go, you just say, it's no good for me, and you find the vehicle. You find a donation spot. You use Let Go. You have a Let Go app on your smartphone. Whatever it is, you plop it up there, and it goes out your door.
Yes, I wanted to bring that up. That's a really good point because, we've talked about that.
Right.
And so, again, with this lack of time and, quite tired when I get home from work. So I came up with an idea. One of my coworkers is doing one of those online sale things.
Uh-huh.
So I've been sending things to her. So she takes care of it.
Oh, good.
And takes care of it. And we'll see how that goes. That's one thing that I have done.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But, of course, there's loads of things to send on. And whether it will sell is another, But I'm leaving those decisions up to her. The whole thing is that she knows how to do it. And I'll trust that she'll take care of it and take a fair cut of it. This way I feel at least, there's some appreciation for the kind of things that I'm sending off, because they're not just junk. You know that.
But that's everything.
Yeah.
That's so, everything. Unless it's it's not just junk.
Right. What I want to say to you, that one thing that's been helpful to me, and part of it started with you, but I found with myself, and especially with papers, bills, those kind of things, when someone is next to me and says to me, you don't need this, I'm very cooperative.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, you are. Do it. That they're giving me permission to let go of it.
Right.
And it works very well with, you know, with the saving of bills and papers and things, receipts and all that kind of stuff. And I think it worked well with me when we worked together in, you know, some of the things, not everything.
Right.
You know, not everything. Not my little individual phonograph that became very in to have. You remember that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, so I keep thinking it's my one way I can play my Edie and Steve records.
Okay, so let me take that a step further. Do you play them?
Well, I recently went to a Steve Lawrence concert, and I'm madly in love, so yes, I do.
I
will play it.
That's such a great
story. I have
story.
To find a spot to put it, Jennifer.
But do you listen? So the point I have is, do you listen to, you know, if you have it, do you listen to it? And I'll give you an example. I have to have 250 CDs.
Me too. Right.
I have lived in my apartment for 2 years. Maybe I have listened to 10 of them. I don't listen to them anymore. I have Sirius Radio. I have Pandora. I don't listen to music the way I used to listen to music. I have all these CDs in my apartment, and they're in a rack. You know me. They're in a rack, and they're all organized, and they're all nice and safe, and they look fantastic. But I have not pulled them off a shelf the way I used to do. When I would have a party, I would take off 6 CDs, put them in the CD changer, put them in the stereo system, and then they would play. They would exhaust themselves, and then I'd pick 6 more and put them through because I would select the music the way I wanted it to be. Now I live differently. Now I live with Sirius Radio, and I pick a genre, and I let them choose.
You have Sirius Radio in the house?
I do. I have Sirius Radio, and I have Pandora, and I have to tell you, I don't listen to my CDs at all. So today I was looking at them, and I'm thinking, why is this taking up so much space? It's space I have to take care of things I don't use. Do I even think for 1 minute I'm not going to have Sirius Radio for the rest of my life? No. I don't think for 1 minute I will not have it. And if Sirius Radio stops and there is no more Sirius Radio, there will be other options for music. So the CDs are not necessary to me. Now,
my goodness, it's so amazing that you're talking about this.
You know, if they use them, they listen to them every day. They pick 2 or 3 or 4 albums and they listen to them every day. They're using them. If you don't touch them in 2 years, do you really think you're going to touch them again?
I recently went through this whole thing because I have most of them in this adorable cabinet in it's in my dining room. It should be in my den, but of course it doesn't match the colors in there.
I know the cabinet, I know the dining room, and I know the den.
Right. So I recently, there was a period of time where I also have Sirius in the car, but not in the house. And I have Pandora, which I don't really make that much use of because I have the free one. So, and I don't even know. I know there's a way to have it go in the house, and I haven't figured out how to do that. I have gone back to some of my CDs of the people that I want to listen to.
Right.
And I organized just what you said. I put them, you know, organized in that little cabinet thing. And I'm about to have a party.
Ah.
What you said. So just the 6, trying to play them, the 6, like you said, you read my mind.
Uh-huh.
Picking out, you know, what I want to play on that day. Do I want to let go of them? And do I want to let go of the original records that I have from way, way back? Again, it's are they going to be valuable? Probably not.
No,
do they bring up stories that, you know, there are decisions that are hard to make because they're emotional.
Well, so the question is, I guess my question, and you know I've asked this question before, if you had a devastating loss, how hard on you would that loss be?
What do you
if
mean
you
a devastating loss?
Say,
like a
say the record thief came into your house and nothing else was stolen. Nothing else was stolen out of your house except the vinyl and the CDs. How devastating would that be to you in your life?
Obviously, it would be something that, okay, that's done with.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So if somebody took it from you, you can deal with it, but making the decision, you can't.
Yes, that's true.
Why is the decision so hard?
Because it's so emotional.
But why is it emotional? It's just a thing.
Because the music that's on there brings back memories of my husband and my youth.
Right.
And I love music so much, and I love all those old, you know, songs. And, you know, I'm just attached to it.
But if
and in the car, I always have Sirius on. I love Sirius.
Right, but if you're listening to Sirius, you're going to hear it all anyway.
In the car.
Okay, so you don't have it in the house.
No.
Okay, so I got rid of it in the car, and I listened to it in the house.
I couldn't live without it in the car.
Okay. Well, I used to be on the road a lot more than I am now, and I let it go out of the car. But here's the deal. I have a smartphone, and because I have it in the house, I have the app. And all I have to do is choose the app, and it'll play in my car.
Yes, and this brings up a lot of things. I'm really a difficult person to deal with on the show. Because all those things are possible.
Good night.
All those things are great. The other part of that is figuring out how to do it.
Right.
See, for instance, my daughter has her boyfriend put a lot of music on. I'm trying to think what she has it on. Is it that the little iPod, right. So that would be really great to have and pick out all the things. In fact, I've been making lists of music that I really, you know, love and want to have maybe for a party or back. I always have background music, but
right.
I don't know how to do it.
Right.
You know, and it takes time to learn how to do it and then to do it. And that's what always stops me.
Well, again, that's where Pandora and Sirius come in. You don't even have to do it. If you're getting Sirius in the house, you can pick your genre and you can listen to anything you want. And then Pandora, if you pay the premium price, which is really not expensive at all, but if you pay for it, you get no commercials and you get to tell it you like a song or don't like a song, or you get to create
yes.
playlists or genres that if you... You know, you'd call a dinner party and you hit dinner party and you get every song you love to hear in that situation. And you never have to do it again. You do it once and it's done. So it takes the time out of picking CDs or making playlists. You don't even have to. You know, you just kind of log in and deal with it. So these are things that maybe we need to talk about on the show. Maybe we need to talk about how to do each one of those things. But what I suggest to you, and I've suggested to you before, but I suggest to our listeners, is that you just pick one thing at a time and conquer it. You, I know, are overwhelmed because time is short. You are busy, you work full time. You know, plus you have other commitments, plus you want to have an active lifestyle, plus you're a creative person. So you have always these things to go on, and then you have a lifestyle maintenance to do. And that takes a lot of time all by itself. What I suggest is that you just pick something. say there's a book laying around that you want to read and you just don't get to it because everything else takes a priority. Make the time daily just to visit that project for a few minutes. Or tackle it all at once. Pick the day where you have a few hours and forget everything else except what you're going to devote to learning how to use Pandora, for example. And just tackle it. Get it out of the way. You've made an advance. You have an accomplishment. The dishes are still going to be there. It's really about organizing the things that are standing in your way so that you can move forward. Make it easy. Like the CDs have to go. In my opinion, in my life, and I'm ready to say, they got to go. I'm never going to use them. So I have my music venue. I know where I go to listen to things. I'm not going to use these CDs anymore. They're going to go. So decision made, which tends to be the hard part to get organized. Pick something, yeah. Anything. Just pick anything. Even if it's like the silverware drawer, whatever's in there that's not silverware, pick it to go and say it's got to go.
Mm-hmm. Where
just
does it go?
Goodbye. Just
where does it go?
Throw it out.
Throw it out.
Throw it out. What will happen? The world is not going to come to an end. Somebody else is not going to, you know, be walking down the street saying, gee, I wish the donation center had, you know, four knives and three spoons and a fork that matched.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's like, what is the worst thing that's going to happen? And if you can't throw it out, make it a priority to take it to a donation center.
Right. That's,
Say to the drawer, you need to be cleaned out. You need to be emptied. You need to be available to what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go.
Yes, it's true.
And let it
true.
Go. Regardless of where it goes to, regardless of the person that uses it, just say to yourself, this is the time for it to go.
And speaking of books.
You got 2 minutes. Actually,
okay,
you got 1 minute. Let's hear it.
Okay. All right. Two books that one I'm in the midst of reading, the other I finished, is one is called My Name is Lucy Barton by the author is Strout. I forgot her first name. It was really very interesting about a woman who was in the hospital who mother came to visit her, who she hadn't seen in a long time and didn't really have that much of a relationship. And it tells about that, you know, meeting and goes back and forth in terms of her life at home.
Mm-hmm.
And the same author, Anything is Possible. She's the author that wrote Olive Kittenridge.
Yep.
It was on HBO. Very, very emotional and sensitive writing. And the movie that I saw, also very different, The Lovers. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen it.
I thought it was very interesting. A surprising ending
really?
For those who like something different and, you know, original maybe. Maybe not so original. And one last thing, went to the Greek Grill, which had delicious Greek food on Jericho Turnpike in Huntington Station. A kind of cute little place. Nice to just, you know, a quick bite, but really good food.
Uh-huh.
And that's my recommendations of the day.
Okay, Susan, this is Jennifer Ryan, and this is Create New Order. Get organized, make the decision, cut the cord. Join us again next Sunday and call in at 657-323-0732 and join the conversation. Have a great week, everybody. Good night.